Good morning, church family. My privilege and pleasure to be with you again this morning. And as we come to God's Word, we're going to be looking at Psalm 15, 1-5. So won't you open your Bibles to Psalm 15? But before we do, look at it. Let's come to God in a word of prayer. Father, thank you once again for the opportunity to gather around your Word. Won't you please show us again this morning and remind us how to live lives that please you? Won't you show us the attitude and the characteristics that you look for in a man or a woman whose final destination is eternity with you? Amen. So, let's look at Psalm 15 this morning. The intention of this short but excellent psalm is to show us clearly the ethical characteristics that define a true believer. These are the characteristics of the men and women who were bound for heaven. The psalm, which is written by David, does not tell us the circumstances around its origin, but any one of a number of people can ask the question that David asked of God. So whether you are a curiosity seeker, or asking out of desperation, out of a godly fear, or even as an earnest inquirer, or maybe you are one who already has a holy faith, God's answer will be exactly the same. Now the previous psalm, Psalm 14, focuses on the way of the sinner, whereas Psalm 15 focuses on the way of the righteous. And these were similar sentiments that are expressed in Psalm 1 that we did 2 weeks ago. In this Psalm 15, the saved sinner exhibits indications of ethical integrity. We will see in the psalm that these characteristics alternate in 3 positive and then 3 negative descriptions, before ending with a statement of encouragement and assurance from our Father. So let's read Psalm 15 together, and I'm reading from the NIV. Psalm 15 from verse 1. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Now, David was a practical man. He was a shepherd, a warrior, a king, and he was a man after God's own heart. So he wanted to know from God the practical answer to this question. You'll notice that David is not asking for a list of names of people who may enter heaven, but he's asking for the description of the characteristics required to enter into God's presence and into his dwelling. What kind of specific traits are required for citizenship of the kingdom of heaven? This becomes a subject for us for self-examination. Also notice to whom David goes to for an answer to this question. He goes directly to God himself. Jesus was asked a similar question by the rich young ruler in Luke 18, verse 18. It says, now a certain ruler asked Jesus, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Again in Acts 16 and verse 30 we read the question that was asked by the jailer of Paul and Silas. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Observe the clear-cut manner of the question. No ambiguities here. David was asking the question directly of God. Who may approach you? Who may have fellowship with you? Who may enter the place where you live? Now, the answer to this question has eternal consequences, so we need to take careful notice of God's answer to David. In short, David is asking, Lord, who may live with you in the place where you live? And that we find in verse 1, those questions. So, let's examine God's answer. And that starts off then in verse 2. God's answer to David, that still bears relevance to us today. Here we find the first of 3 positively phrased ethical characteristics. In verse 2, the first ethical characteristic is, our walk is to be blameless. You see, our lifestyle should exhibit integrity of the highest order. the way we live in our daily lives should honor God. There must be no compromise with sin in any shape or form. In Genesis 17, verse 1, God tells Abraham to walk before him and to be blameless, because that is what God requires. The second ethical characteristic we find in verse 2 is that our works are to be righteous. Our deeds, our daily labor, should exhibit justice. Our daily action must show obedience to all God's commandments that are found in His Word. Verse 2, we find also the third ethical characteristic, which says that our words are to be absolutely truthful. God desires truth, not only in our speech, but also in our hearts. We must despise speech that has double meaning, evasions, white lies, flattery, and even deception. We need to be aware of participating in gossip. Then in verse 3, we find the first three negatively stated ethical characteristics. Firstly, we do not demean people with our tongues. We need to be careful not to be hurtful or spiteful or even sarcastic with our words. Rather, we should be gracious and helpful and build people up with our speech. Secondly, we do not cause harm to our neighbor. We treat them with respect and with kindness. We seek only the best for our fellow man. Loving our neighbor as ourselves, that would make us jealous of their good name. Thirdly, we do not bring disrespect upon friend or family. So we do not say things that are derogatory or dishonorable about anyone, especially if they're not there to defend your statement about them. We are told, and if we are told derogatory things, we should test them first. Then in verse 4, we continue with another three positive ethical characteristics of someone who God would allow into heaven. The first part of verse 4, it says that we must reject those who are vile. Those who have ethical Christian values will have nothing to do with those people who are corrupt, contemptible, degenerate, and vulgar. We must choose carefully the company that we keep. Secondly, in this verse, another characteristic, we must respect the people of God. We should honor those who are members of God's family. We honor them with our attitude, with our actions, and in all our interactions with them. These are our Christian brothers and sisters. Our love and our care and our compassion for them should know no bounds. The last positive characteristic we find in the third part of verse 4 is that we should hold ourselves accountable. We're accountable to God, to our family. We're accountable to whoever we give our word to, whether it's of a business nature or of a personal nature. An honorable person who says yes means yes. And if we say no, it should mean no. Now God gives us the final three negative ethical characteristics. And we find that in the last part of verse 4. God states that the person who may enter heaven and be with him in his presence and live with him in his dwelling place must not be fickle. You need to be strong-willed. You need to keep your oath even when it costs you. You do not change your mind at the drop of a hat. You see, you'll know what you believe, and you're sure of the principles on which you stand. And then in verse 5, God says that we must not be greedy. Any increase in your wealth must not come from dishonest gain. Any improvement in your personal circumstances must only come about by just and honest practices. You do not improve your situation at the cost of another, where you gain only because of another's loss. And then in the last part of verse 5, God says that we should not be able to be bought. Irrespective of the position that you hold in life, we do not accept a bribe to advance one man's cause against that of another. We don't accept a bribe to give one person their illegal or unethical desires. Our integrity must be of the highest order. And God ends this discussion with David with a commitment. And this is God's commitment to us. Verse 5, the last part of verse 5 clearly says, "He who does these things will never be shaken." You see, God's commitment to us is that if we stick to his word, we will dwell in his sanctuary and we will live on his holy hill. So, in answer to David's question, God clearly ratifies the ethical characteristics of those who qualify for entry. Entry into his presence. Entry into his dwelling place, which is heaven. So how do you measure up to God's requirements this morning? I think it's important for all of us to see where we fall short and once again to beg for his forgiveness and to ask for the Holy Spirit's assistance in meeting God's requirements. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for your word, which is so clear. In our humanness, we are unable to meet your requirements for entry into heaven. Won't you please allow your Holy Spirit to assist us in living according to your commands? Father, we want to please you. We love you. We're grateful. But Lord, to measure up to your characteristics that you require of us is so often difficult. But help us, Lord, may your Spirit convict us the moment we stray. We ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.